Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Recently, I've been reading a book about the life of St. John Henry Newman, and it contains an excerpt from a letter that he wrote to a young woman and what he gives as advice for her in continuing to live in pursuit of relationship with the Lord. So St. John Henry Newman says, "Should she not give herself to the contemplation of obedience and holiness and the reading of the lives of the saints, and set herself deliberately to the business of self-government, of changing herself where she most requires it, of gaining perfect resignation to God's will, of unlearning worldly opinions, motives, and principles, and of living as if in the sight of things invisible, and that without impatience at apparent failure or apparent slow advance." And so there's a lot in this short passage that Newman offers as a way that we should seek holiness. And I just wanted to point to a couple things and reflect on them very briefly. St. John Henry Newman says in this advice that we ought to gain perfect resignation to God's will, which is incredibly hard, to accept everything that comes to us and everything that God asks of us, and to accept it fully with a heart that is filled with peace and resignation. Sometimes resignation is used in a bad way, but this just means just accepting what God is giving to us, which is also one of the ways that we can live penitentially. I remember my older sister saying that we can, in a way, live our purgatory here on earth by accepting all of the suffering that comes to us and not complaining about it, but embracing it and offering it to the Lord. Because so often what I want to do is not the sacrifice that is staring me in the face, right? Not the sacrifice of loving my family or of doing my work at a particular time. But it's the sacrifice that I want to choose, right? I want to choose something different. Like, oh, I don't want to have to be kind to this person who's annoying me. I would rather do something like not snack throughout the day or go without dessert or do something. I want to choose my sacrifice. And I don't usually want to choose the thing that's being presented to me. But Newman is encouraging us to accept what comes to us as God's will, and to embrace that suffering and that sacrifice as a means to encounter the Lord. And then the last part was also striking to me. To do all of this without impatience at apparent failure or apparent slow advance. Because so often it seems that we're failing or that we're hardly moving forward at all. And the frustration that we feel towards ourselves about that can really just seek to lead us away from the Lord. Sometimes it can be a motivation to cause us to delve more deeply into relationship with the Lord. But other times we can just use it as this excuse or this wall, this separation between us and the Lord. Like, I can't believe I'm not holier than I am at this point. That I should be further along, that I should be better, or that I should have made more progress. But first, we need to go through the process of being bad at something. There was this priest, he continually said, if anything's worth doing, it's worth doing badly. Which wasn't his own phrase, but I always think of him when I hear that phrase. If anything's worth doing, it's worth doing badly. So when I'm following the Lord, I want to do it in the best way that I can, but I'm going to fall on my face. And if I get too hung up on the mistakes that I'm making, or the lack of progress, or my frustrations with myself, then I'm just giving a victory to the enemy, right? I'm making it once again about myself. And the Lord already knows how little we are. So today I want to strive to not be impatient with where I find myself, to not be frustrated with the lack of movement that seems to be happening, but instead to continue to pursue the Lord and to not really worry about the progress that I'm seeing, but to fix my gaze on Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the wisdom of St. John Henry Newman, for the instruction that he gives to us. Lord, grant us the grace to be able to trust in you, to trust that you are working and moving, even if it's difficult for us to see. And grant us the grace to have perfect resignation to your will in all things. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.